Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Masechus Tainus, Daf Chav Beis, the third parak, Seder Tainios. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara relates that Rabbi Baruch HaChozah used to regularly visit the Shuk of Beilefet, and Eliyahu would regularly appear to him. One day, Rabbi Baruch asked him, Ekabai Shukabar Alma Daase, is there anyone in the Shuk that is destined to go to Olam Haba? And Eliyahu responded that there was not. Then a man appeared who didn't look Jewish, who wore black shoes, which Rashi explains was not the minhag for Jews to wear in those days, and did not have tzitzis on it. And Eliyahu said that this man is destined for Olam Haba. Rabbi Baruch ran after him and asked him what he does, and the man told him to go away and return tomorrow. The next day, this man explained that he's a jail guard and does what he can to protect the Jewish girls in prison from the male inmates and from the Gentile wardens. He dresses the way he does so the Gentiles will not know he's Jewish, and when he hears of a decree against the Jews, he tells the Rabbanit and they done for Rachamim to annul the decrees. Eliyahu came again and told Rabbi Baruch that another two men are destined for Olam Haba. They told Rabbi Baruch that they are batchanim, they're comedians, who go and cheer up those that are sad, and whenever they see people arguing, they try to bring shalom between them. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph stated that one of the reasons to institute fasting in every place is al cherev, for armies passing through the land. A bright sign on this daf clarifies that the Mishnah is even referring to non-hostile armies passing through the land to attack another country. For there was no greater sword of peace than Paro Necho, who was on his way to fight a war with Ashur. And nevertheless, Melch Yoshiel was killed as a result. The Gemara explains that Yoshiel was punished for not consulting with Yirmiyahu whether he should go to battle with Paro Necho. Instead, he darshaned the pasuk Mecherev lo sabra ba'artzechem, that a sword shall not pass through your land, to mean even a sword of peace. For the first part of the pasuk states, "V'nesati shalom ba'aretz," for I will make peace in the land, which implies that they will not have hostile armies passing through. Therefore, Yoshiel concluded that even a non-hostile army will not come through, and that's why he tried to stop the army of Paro Necho. But who any yadea she'ein doro domo yafe? Unfortunately, Yoshiel was not aware that his generation was not fitting and did not merit this protection. And point number three was taught in the bright set, if a city is surrounded by hostile nachrim, or there's a fear that a river may flood it, or if a ship is in danger of sinking at sea, or an individual is being chased by nachrim or bandits by an evil spirit, alkun yachid rashi lesagef et zatzmo betainus. On all of these, an individual is permitted to afflict himself through fasting. Yossi says that an individual may not afflict himself by fasting. Shemitz darach habrius ve'ein habrius merachim asalav. For perhaps he'll need the help of others and they'll not have pity on him. Rashi explains that he might not have the strength to make a parnasa. Buda said in the name of Rav that Rabbi Yossi's reason is based on the pasuk v'hi Adam nefesh chaya, and Adam became a living being, which is explained to mean neshama nesat becha hechia. The neshama that I gave you, you shall keep it alive. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Gemara relates that Rabbi Baruch HaChozah used to regularly visit the Shuk of Beilefet, and Eliyahu Navi would regularly appear to him. One day, Rabbi Baruch asked him, "Ekabai Shukabar Alma Daase, is there anyone in the Shuk that is destined to go to Olam Haba?" And Eliyahu responded that there was not. Then a man appeared who did not look Jewish. He wore black shoes, which Rashi explains was not the minhag for Jews to wear in those days, and did not have tzitzis on. And Eliyahu said that this man is destined for Olam Haba. Rabbi Baruch ran after him and asked what he does, and the man told him to go away and return tomorrow. The next day, this man explained that he's a jail guard and does what he can to protect the Jewish girls in prison from the male inmates and from the Gentile wardens. He dresses the way he does so the Gentiles will not know he's Jewish, and when he hears of a decree against the Jews, he tells the Rabbanan and they dumb for Rachamim to annul the decrees. Eliyahu came again and told Rabbi Baruch that another two men are destined for Olam Haba. They told Rabbi Baruch that they're batchanim, they're comedians who go and cheer up those that are sad. And whenever they see people arguing, they try to bring shalom between them. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph state that one of the reasons to institute fasting in every place is al cherev, for armies passing through the land. A bright sign on this daf clarifies that the Mishnah is even referring to non-hostile armies passing through the land to attack another country. For there was no greater sword of peace than Paro Necho, who was on his way to fight a war with Ashur. And nevertheless, Melch Yoshiel was killed as a result. The Gemara explains that Yoshiel was punished for not consulting with Yirmiyahu whether he should go to battle with Paro Necho. Instead, he darshaned the pasuk v'cherev lo sabra ba'artzechem, that a sword should not pass through your land, to mean even a sword of peace. For the first part of the pasuk states, "Nesati shalom ba'aretz," for I will make peace in the land, which already implies that they will not have hostile armies passing through. Therefore, Yoshiel concluded that even a non-hostile army will not come through, and that's why he tried to stop the army of Paro Necho. Buhu enu yadeo she'ein doro domo yafe. Unfortunately, Yoshiel was not aware that his generation was not fitting and did not merit this protection. And point number three is taught in a braisa, if a city is surrounded by hostile nachrim, or there's a fear that a river may flood it, or if a ship is in danger of sinking at sea, or an individual is being chased by Nachrim, or bandits, or by an evil spirit, on all these, an individual is permitted to afflict himself through fasting. Rabbi Yossi says that an individual may not afflict himself by fasting, for perhaps he'll need the help of others and they'll not have pity on him. Rashi explains that he might not have the strength to make a parnasa. Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Rav that Rabbi Yossi's reason is based on the pasuk, v'yadam ha-nefesh chaya, and Adam became a living being, which is explained to mean, the neshama that I gave you, you shall keep it alive. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Chabez, and our standard simon is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. The Ben Olam Haba jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis held down a comedy cab driven by a comedian, just as a peaceful army marched by carrying a man who's too weak from fasting. Once again, in slow motion. The Ben Olam Haba jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis held down a comedy cab. Cab, that must be more Daf Chabez. The Ben Olam Haba jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis held down a comedy cab driven by a comedian, which reminds us that Eliyahu pointed out to Rabbi Brocha Choza that the people in the Shuk destined for Olam Haba was a Jewish jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis, who helped protect Jewish girls in prison and would alert the Rabbana when the Nachrim plotted against the Jewish people, as well as two Badchanim that cheered people up and tried to bring shalom when people were fighting. So the Ben Olam Haba jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis held down a comedy cab driven by a comedian, just as a peaceful army marched by, which reminds us that when the Mishnah mentioned that fasting is instituted al cherev, it was referring to even non-hostile armies passing through the land. The Gemara brings the story of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, who made a mistake and did not let Paro Necho come through the land on his way to battle with Ashur, and Yoshiyahu was subsequently killed. So the Ben Olam Haba jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis held down a comedy cab, driven by a comedian, just as a peaceful army marched by, carrying a man who's too weak from fasting, which reminds us that it's machlokas whether a yachid should take upon himself to fast. Rabbi Yossi says that an individual may not afflict himself by fasting, for perhaps he will need the help of others and they will not have pity on him. Rashi explains that he might not have the strength to make a parnasa. So once again, the Ben Olam Haba jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis hailed down a comedy cab driven by a comedian, just as a peaceful army marched by carrying a man who is too weak from fasting. All right, now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf Yud Ches, the Simur Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The special victory chuppah, that must be more in Daf Yud Ches. The special victory chuppah that was placed over a symbolic Tamid offering, eating cheesecake, on the 8th of Nisan, which reminds us that Megillas Tanis lists the 8th of Nisan twice, once for the victory over the Beit Hosim regarding the Tamid, and once for the victory over the Tzedukim regarding the correct dating of Shavuos. The reason why it's listed twice that it's a day forbidden for one to give a hesped on is that if for some reason the Chachamim see a need to fast on one of the first 7 days of Nisan, then the 8th would be batel as well, since it's part of that group celebrating the same occasion. Therefore, we learn that it's still forbidden to give a hesped on the 8th of Nisan due to the victory regarding Shavuos. So the special victory chuppah that was placed over a symbolic tamid offering, eating cheesecake, on the 8th of Nisan, featured dangling thumbs and toes, which reminds us the 13th of Adar is the day of Nikra, when the Gaivitic Greek governor waved his hands over Yehuda and Yerushalayim seeking to destroy, was killed by the Chashma Naim, and his thumbs and toes were cut off and hung on the gates of Yerushalayim. So the special victory chuppah that was placed over a symbolic tamid offering, eating cheesecake, on the 8th of Nisan, featured dangling thumbs and toes, and a piñata shaped like the head of a Roman governor for little kids to smash. Which reminds us, the 12th of Adar is the day of Torianus, who killed the two innocent brothers Ulianus and Pappus of Lod, and was avenged on the same day when two Roman officials came with an edict to kill him, and they split open his head with clubs. Daf Yud Tes, so the Simur Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The yacht, that must be more than Daf Yud Tes. The yacht going around in circles as the captain was getting drenched in the rain, which reminds the mission to say that for every trouble that befalls the community, Masrino and Chutz Merov Kishem, we cry out about them except when there's an abundance of rainfall. The mission brings the famous story of Choni Amag, who was asked to dump for rain, and he stood in a circle and swore that he wouldn't leave it until the proper rain fell. So the yacht going around in circles as the captain was getting drenched in the rain sailed by an island that had suffered a food shortage and a famine, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches what is the difference between a food shortage and a famine. So the yacht going around in circles as the captain was getting drenched in the rain sailed by an island that had suffered a food shortage and a famine until so much rain fell that it filled their 12 wells of water. Which reminds us, we have the story of Nachdimon ben Gurion, who went to a Gentile nobleman and asked him to lend him 12 wells of water for the pilgrims to drink, and how he was able to pay him back 12 wells of water from a heavy rainfall before the deadline. Daf Chaf, so the Simur Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The widow serving coffee to the reviled tax collector and police officer at her cafe. That must be more in Duff. Chaf. The widow serving coffee to the reviled tax collector and police officer at her cafe, which reminds us, the reputed Darshan four negative psukim to have positive messages. Among them is a pasuk that says we're like an almana, but not fully. Rather, we're like a woman whose husband has traveled overseas with the intent to return. We're also made loy, which results in the bracha that we aren't made into tax collectors and police officers that are typically despised by the people. So the widow serving coffee to the reviled tax collector and police officer at her cafe was taken aback when the extremely ugly man entered the premises, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa, Lom ye adam rach kakanda vo ye kasha ke'erez. A person should always be soft like a reed and not hard like a cedar. The brisa brings a story of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who came to regret calling a certain man ugly. So the widow serving coffee to the reviled tax collector and police officer at her cafe was taken aback when the extremely ugly man entered the premises, who had miraculously left the dilapidated building next door just before it collapsed, which reminds us that Rav Huna had wine in a certain decrepit house and he wanted to remove it before the house fell down, so he brought Rav Ada bar Ava into the house and discussed Torah with him until the wine was removed. When Rav Ada left, the house collapsed. Rav Ada bar Ava realized what Rav Huna had done and was upset, for he held like Rabbi Yana, who said, Lo'olam al yamud adam b'makum sakana v'yomer osinli neis. A person should not stand in a dangerous place and say, a miracle will be performed for me, because a neis may not be performed for him, and even if a neis would be performed for him, menachin lo mizuchu yaso, it will be deducted from his merits. Daf Chafalv. So the Simmer Daf Chafalv is a car which Bostonians pronounce as Ka. So here goes. The Ka, that must be more Daf Chafalv. The Ka that picked up the rabbi by the dilapidated wall to take him back to the Beis Midrash, which reminds us that the Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Yochanan and Ilpa, who were impoverished and left the Beis Midrash to pursue a parnassa, and the Rabbi Yochanan overheard a conversation between two malachim where one suggested that they push down a dilapidated wall and kill them since they're leaving Chaye Olam for Chaye Shah. When Rabbi Yochanan heard the other malach say that one of them was destined for greatness, and Elpha was not aware of the conversation between them, he took it as a sign he should return, and he ended up becoming the Rosh Hashiva. So the Ka that picked up the rabbi by the dilapidated wall to take him back to the base of Midrash and drove through an intense battle where dirt was being launched as missiles, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an example where Nachum Ish Gamzu was called by that name with the story of giving the treasure box of dirt to Caesar and how the dirt became missiles that helped Caesar win a war. So the Ka that picked up the rabbi by the dilapidated wall to take him back to the base of Midrash and drove through an intense battle where dirt was being launched as missiles made it safely to the town that was so honored by the rabbi's presence. Which reminds us, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda asked Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak to come to live in his town, which was more prominent than where he lived. He replied that he learned in a brisa where Yossi says, L'makomo shel adam echabdo, el adam echabed es makomo. It's not a person's place that gives him honor, rather it's the person who gives honor to his place. We see examples of this with the Shekhinah by Har Sinai, and when the Ohel Moed leaves to a new location. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.